then Ad Rock, and then the other one.
And Mike D.
Mike D.
Jewish noises.
Jewish noises. And the Jewish noises. Whether you're in shul or you're in school, it's pretty cool to respect your teachers. What are you looking at right now?
The Legends of Men Christmas Shopping Guide.
Oh, okay. Well,
we'll come back to
this. Yeah, we'll come back to this. I won't talk about it at the beginning here. And starting now.
Yep.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back behind the paywall for another episode of Ballin' Out Girl Times.
Girl Times.
Grab a scrunchie. It's girl time. I am here with some notable hosts. I am your mate for the day, Alex Patak. Hello. I'm here with my cheeky lads, Jeremy College Hammond.
Oi.
Jeremy Uni Hammond.
Oi.
There we go.
I'm off to uni.
There it is.
To study.
To wow.
Books. Just... tree surgery.
Right off the top. All right.
I met a guy in Portugal who's from, he was from England, and he was a tree surgeon for a living.
Yes! I found something like that on Reddit, and I couldn't believe it.
Isn't
it was right
wild?
After I woke up, and I was like, honey, not till I have my coffee.
Tree surgeon.
How is that different than a lumberjack?
They don't cut them down, they just fix them. So it's more like landscapers. But
yeah,
they're specialized.
They like sew them together and stuff.
They sew trees together.
I'm not even joking.
With
hair.
Like
with human
twine.
Hair. I just assume if you're a tree surgeon, it's just you don't have the shoulder muscles to fully bring down the tree, and so you do pathetic tree repairs instead.
Yeah, you call yourself more of like a finesse player.
Yeah. You're a dexterity champ. Mm-hmm. And our other host for the day, Katie, the Queen's Thorn Rose Leon. Couldn't think of a British flower. Queen's Thorn.
I'm vaguely Victorian. Welcome to the Thorn Manor.
Katie, the Tudor Rose Leon.
There we go.
Oh, I'm a stern school mom. Same voice. That's all I can do.
Truancy will not be tolerated in this class.
German may not be a pretty language, but it will be respected.
Oh, boy. I got a cold last week and I started whooping again, so I got to watch the laughs because that's what brings it out.
You are never getting past this.
I will be dead by the next year. Place your bets now.
Wowee. Yeah, you are whooping.
It's going to be a real misdirect. We're going to think he's going to be killed by a whooping cough, but then it's going to be during like a comical trip to the gym.
You're going to get hit by a bus.
I'm going to have my head smashed in by free weights flying through the air. It's going to be great.
Yeah, and then I'll sing a cover of Heads Will Roll at your funeral, and everyone's going to think it's so fun.
Yes.
It's touching, and they're going to be like, wow, Katie expressed herself in her own special way.
My funeral will be about how funny Katie is. Really stealing the show.
Yeah, I'll be taking selfies outside in the funeral hall in my fun outfit.
Oh,
just
man.
Like this podcast, my funeral, I will be there, but it will be about Katie.
Yeah, Katie and I are going to have we'll have a funniest sweater at the funeral contest.
Yes, yeah. Just like that.
That'll
last funeral.
Sorry.
Yeah, it'll be perfect.
Micah Brucey, you're not invited in advance. Sorry. You don't know how to be sad in public. I don't know what to tell you. Yeah, you know what? I was going to say, I was going to make some nonsense point, but I'll share this. I've had like stand-up shows for the last 3 or 4 days due to some very lucrative and bad schedule planning. I was whooping the entire time. So I was like, I'm not sure I can actually speak for 10 to 15 minutes in a row without having an attack. So before I would do every set, I would stop and I'd say, hey everyone, real excited to be doing jokes right now, but in case I start whooping, I will be playing Salt and Peppa's Push It off my phone so we all have a good time.
Okay.
Alex. Oh my god. So you just, it's like like bar full of drunk people and you're like, you just put it to the mic.
Yeah, I only had to do it once and I didn't have any service at that one, so I had to queue it up on David Citrick's phone and I whooped for like 5 seconds of just like, hey, did you ever notice the beach? And I was like queuing David who wasn't watching and I was like, you fucking kidding me? After I made the announcement?
Did you ever see when Wasserman used to do that bit where he had the radio announcer guy that was like, ooh, baby, who wants to give a kiss to Ben Wasserman?
Yeah, I have. I have seen all of Ben Wasserman's bits as his unpaid bits coach, which I'm in the rotation for. Ben's bits are a very labor-intensive process for other people. Yeah, he has that one. He has the human fountain, which is just him drinking bottles and bottles of water and spitting them out for around 10 minutes. You know, I can't talk about some of Ben's bits because I am under NDA, but check him out. Check out Ben Wasserman. Not on the podcast very often.
Yeah.
Just a wacky guy that we know.
We actually have like a really rich world building scenario here at Ballin' Out.
The Superverse is rich.
Yeah, just because someone doesn't appear live on the podcast, their presence in our lives really helps paint a tapestry of the Ballin' Out super world.
Our lives are dynamic and many characters are inverted. It's a lot like the Moon Kingdom in a way, isn't it?
Yeah.
Ben from Sailor Moon Crystal. A real white talking cat to Alex's.
Me, wow. Yeah.
We should have Ben back on the show.
We should have Ben back on the show. He hates podcasts. That's the real reason we should have him back.
Yeah.
Because it will torture him to do so.
Yeah, that would be fun. I'd like to torture him.
Uh-huh. We currently have a conversation where he's like, I need to start a podcast, which I don't want to do, so I can supplement my income. And I'm like, well, that's a good way to start.
Yeah, that's a great place to start a podcast from.
Just a place of hate.
And a place of need. That's the thing about podcasts is that they instantly make money.
Right.
You don't spend 2 years grinding away at it.
Everybody remembers in the crack epidemic when people get really desperate and just start a podcast. So they can get their fix. Doing anything it takes to get that rush.
Driving down city streets and people on the sidewalk just like, I have opinions about the Labor Party.
Quickly, I need $500 over 10 months, but I don't know how to get it.
Sign says, we'll riff on Jeremy Corbyn for money.
Please, mister, I have great ability to improvise a musical D&D game. Someone will like that. Someone's very lonely in the Midwest, and they'll love it.
Me lord, what if Dungeons and Dragons was horny, me lord?
Sir, it's like Murder, She Wrote, but get this, it's Mueller, me lord. Robert Mueller's the one writing in.
Oh, yeah.
And we're his correspondents, we are.
Sometimes
we make more money than God. It's fucking crazy.
Sometimes I do wish I was like a fat, disinterested king, so when someone has a riff I don't like, I can just kill them.
Yeah.
Just so end their life.
I mean, it would be great to be a king all the time is the thing.
Yeah. There's a lot of instances in which that would be beneficial. But let's continue exploring the scenarios in which we'd like to kill people. That would be fun.
Yes.
Ugh, yeah. You know, 2020 is going to be so fun.
It's the year Katie ends up in jail.
You know, I thought I was going to be killed this year, and I seem to be alive. So maybe I turn the tables and do the killing.
Yeah, this is the year Katie kills somebody.
I'm getting empowered.
All those knives you've been sending her? Guess what?
Guess what? Your fingerprints are on them.
It's going to be an elaborate Heathers kind of scenario, but for horny e-boys. What have YouTube been up to this week? You see any movies?
Yeah. I watched...
Well, don't tell me.
Yeah, I gotta save it for my other podcast.
Okay. All right.
Movies.
Yeah.
No, I can talk about it. The Irishman. I watched The Irishman.
I saw the first third.
I have not clicked on it because when you tell me 3-hour movie,
three and a half
old dudes in it, I'm just like, that was shot literally down the street from my old apartment. I'm like, I'm good.
Yeah. It is very nice to watch and be like, I know that place. Ooh, I know that place too. That's not Philadelphia. That's what are you talking about, Marty?
Why is it not a miniseries?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I guess is my question if it's 3.5 hours long.
It's so goddamn long.
I enjoyed the first hour and 15 minutes thinking, like, they could have just done this part. And that could have been the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And that would have been just fine for me.
Yeah.
I got to the part where Al Pacino throws a fit and is like, "Duh, they gotta throw me in jail! Duh, Jesus!" You know, yeah. The Twitter meme of just him freaking out. I just hope, I haven't seen the end, hope everything works out for Jimmy Hoffa. I think he has a bright future in American politics and that the labor movement will only get stronger through time.
Yep. And you won't be used as a cudgel
against cudgel, the working class.
With which to beat the working class to death.
Mm-hmm. Just dismantled. Yeah. Although a lot
I hope
of,
the decade following your disappearance doesn't lead to an increase in production in Japan, which somehow also will be used as a cudgel against the American working class.
Yes, and lead to even more production of Sailor Moon animes that we see today. I forgot what podcast I was on for a second. Almost went too far the other way, but that's fine. Yeah, Irishman, did you like it?
No, I didn't.
Did you at least, did you enjoy the novelty of it?
I really am happy to see Joe Pesci.
If it was an anime, would you have liked it? If you have not seen this movie, there's not a movie that lends itself less to being an anime.
Wow, yeah, no, I can't possibly imagine this being made better by being anime. Although I guess it could have been like a little more bloody if it was anime.
Yeah, because the blood in it was like, the violence is very quick in little shots. I guess if you, so if you haven't seen this movie because you respect yourself.
And have some sort of value of your time.
You don't want to watch this obvious charade of a film as a joke to just share on the internet. What you need to know is it's like, it's Martin Scorsese doing, I guess what you could call like, a parody of his own work?
Yeah.
It, every single line in the movie is like, "Gabagool, Frankie Irish is here. We need him to paint some houses."
I think the funniest thing about it, though, is how much the CGI was used not to make people look younger, but rather to make Robert De Niro look more Irish.
Yeah, he does. They like curve his nose.
They curve his nose. They like round out his chin.
As an Irishman, these are the details I'm looking for. So the big hook for the movie, and I think this is what sold the entire concept. I have not looked into this at all, but I can just imagine somebody told Martin Scorsese, "Hey, we can make computers make an old man look like a young buck. How's that sound, Marty?" And he was like, "That's a film."
Yeah, this is all just like one big excuse for Martin Scorsese not to meet another person.
Yes, because Robert De Niro is like 80 years old or however old
he's
he is.
So
and he's
old.
Playing like a 35-year-old this whole movie, and they like do some like Lord of the Rings movie magic to his face, so he looks younger, quote unquote, but he still walks around like he's 80 years old.
Yeah.
So it's the craziest looking thing you've ever fucking seen. He's like hobbling down the hall and he's like, "I'm just off to feed my freaking family." It's like how a lobster walks. It's insane.
Katie, what have you been up to?
My current jobs triggered a huge anxiety in me, which has been relieved today.
An A job.
Yeah, but so I was freaking out real bad unhealthily wise, and to deal with that, I ended up giving in and buying Pokemon Shield.
Ooh. I got Shield. Also got Shield.
Oh, really? See, I got Shield because everyone was getting Sword, and I thought I was doing a service to the community.
You're an empath, and so am I.
Yeah.
We help people.
Anyway, so I've been playing Pokemon and capturing them and training them. And
how far are you?
I'm not that far. I've only been playing it for like 6 hours.
It's pretty short. I'm about to beat it.
I mean,
I think I just beat it.
I don't give
kind of all pretty short.
Yeah, I don't give a shit about beating it, quote unquote. I just want to catch them all.
I need goals, or else my life is.
No,
my
dog.
Life is chaos.
Is catching them all not a goal?
Yeah,
I have like 100 or so.
That's a lot.
That's
how many
pretty
are
good,
there?
Huh?
There's more than that.
I know there's more. You don't have to tell me there's more because I'm aware. They show me a new one, and I have no data on it. And there's too many types now, and they all counter each other.
Is it always 150? How many?
No, there's like 300, I think.
My partner got the other version so we can perform nepotism.
Wow. Nice, nice, nice.
That's
nice.
That's intercourse.
And you have two switches.
When you trade,
we don't live together. I'm not gonna fucking give him my switch.
Yeah. <that's true. laughs> I was gonna say when you trade between Pokemon Sword and Shield, that is intercourse. Is that correct? Would you agree with that?
If it was like Pokemon Sword and Sheath.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sword and Shield is really more like
battle.
It's like breaking your dick on a diaphragm.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're right. Thanks for not giving me that one.
I was trying to think of like any like actual sexual act that would involve.
Can you really break your dick on a diaphragm?
Yes, I'm a doctor. Beep beep, Dr. Leon here. You can break your ding dong on a diaphragm, so make sure to warn your partner if you're from the 70s and wearing a diaphragm.
Dr. Katie, I went to the therapist and he said that if I had testicular cancer, I would know. Do you think that's true?
What?
What does that mean?
I love the idea of asking a doctor a question and having them go, what?
You got a bad therapist.
Yeah. I have a, I don't think this is oversharing. I have a, like a, childhood neighbor who got testicular cancer at a young age, and now I'm paranoid I have it, but he was apparently giving himself checks every month. Who does that?
I mean, I'm not giving myself like proper checks, but I'm like touching my balls fairly frequently.
Well, I touch my balls all the time, but I have no idea if I'm not doing an analysis.
No, I will say I don't like genuinely analyze the, you know.
Yeah. Exactly. We probably all have it.
I mean, so many people, like, breast cancer is rampant on Long Island, but I don't do the work.
Yeah.
I will not do the work.
You have time.
I literally got sent to the ER for, like, uterine lumps. I mean, they're benign, but, like, I should be doing...
They are lumps.
My body is breaking down. It's disintegrating.
Dr. Katie.
Dr. Katie.
What else can we do with Dr. Katie? This is a big new step forward for the podcast.
I'm making house calls, and I'm telling you that this is, you know, I can't really handle this information right now, so you're on your own.
You go in, she's just taking a nap.
Dr. Katie, if you don't have health insurance, all I can tell you is apple cider vinegar and hot toddies. Just hope for the best.
Oh, okay. More Pokemon explorations. Katie, what do you think of the new version so far?
It's pretty cute. I like it. I like the wilderness areas where it's like just all sorts of Pokemons are in there and you can just go Pokemon shopping.
Yeah, they have these new areas that are like, unlike the other games where you spend all your time on routes, they have essentially like five safari zones they just let you out into, and it's just open season with all these freaking guys.
It does feel like a little bit you're in one of those game parks that you're like, I'm a rich guy. Here's $5,000 to let me shoot an elephant.
Oh, yeah. It's one of those places where they put a like a feeding tray out for the deer to eat so you can just shoot them point blank.
Exactly. Pokemon, like, as a concept, is very bleak. I play it by myself, and even when I'm alone, I go and I catch something, because I'm trying to catch them all, and every time I do, I go, you live in the bank now. That's right. You get in my little ball, and I'll never look at you again.
Yeah, I give all the ones I like nicknames, and if you don't get a nickname, I'm like, you're just doomed to live in that bank forever. You don't even get a fucking name.
Do you provide me any kind of value? No, you're just a name. You're a name in a bank. Not even worth money.
Pokemon's really fun for mindless gameplay, and that's what I like about it. There's not a lot of things. I don't read anything any person says to me in that game. I press A and I space out until it's time to fucking fight.
You're missing the rich lore.
I don't give a shit, although I do want to bone down on that hunky bug trainer and the bug grass gym guy and the water gym lady. They can get it.
The most Irish looking character in the Pokemon universe for sure, the bug trainer.
He's not Irish. He looks like a surfer dude to
me. Dude, I knew a guy who looked exactly like that at my high school who was like real autistic.
This guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, he's got big shoulders.
He's got big shoulders, but he's got like a wild baby face.
They look at how
you burn in the sun if you're the bug trainer.
Yeah, I gotta side with Alex here. The guy's wearing green. He's got red hair. He's
Irish. Mean, I'm not beyond fucking an Irish person.
Meanwhile, look at this grass texture. That's nice.
I guess, yeah, it's just cute. It's a cute game.
Yeah.
It's Pokemon. You know what Pokemon is.
You know what it is.
Ladies, are you beyond fucking an Irish person?
I don't know.
Wow, there's a lot of pictures of this guy on here.
He's a good-looking dude.
The fighting farmer. Here's the grass-type experts. Milo.
Milo.
Yeah.
He has 1,488 different types of Pokemon. And the guy you're supposed to like, Leon, who's a ace trainer, he dresses like a clown.
No, he looks like Tanahashi, which is a famous Japanese wrestler.
He's Leon? None of his clothes go together at all.
Is that a beard?
His baseball with a cape outfit looks very much like shit that Japanese wrestlers wear.
Is he wearing a Norwegian flag?
All right, Jeremy, pull up the picture on the left there with his full outfit. We're just going to describe the outfit piece by piece.
Okay, so what we have here is very clearly inspired by a rugby outfit or a soccer outfit, something like that. Because he's got like a number on his shorts.
He has shorts.
All the trainers you compete in like stadiums and you get a number. So I picked 420.
Oh, nice!
But I regretted not doing 311.
Uh-huh. Oh, that would have been good too.
Yeah,
I picked 888 because I thought it looked like fucked up.
Hail double Hitler!
Yeah, what? It's not double Hitler. It's just
Hitler. I don't make
it's
the
a
rules.
Cool number.
Ask the white supremacists. What does 888 mean?
Okay, double it doesn't Hitler. Mean anything. It's a cool Pokemon number.
I think it's more Hitler and a half.
I'm going to describe this uniform. It's Leon. He's the number one trainer. He has Air Force Ones. He has Air Force Ones, like high tops, leading into his like full pant leggings, into like little athletic shorts.
Okay.
And then what looks like a tuxedo t-shirt and a fur cape.
No, he's wearing like a Norwegian rugby shirt. It's the Norwegian flag on the front, but it's made of a sword and shield to let you know that this guy is ready to stand up for European culture.
Values and cultures and defend the West. Uh-huh. Which does fit in with the game, which takes place in Pokemon Britain, And then he has like a hat. Was that like a fez?
No, it's a baseball hat. It's just the flippy up.
Oh, it's like a Jughead hat.
No, it's a fucking baseball cap. You're just seeing it from the front.
Oh, interesting.
It's like a flat brim?
Yeah.
I support Pokemon characters wearing flat brims. I think that's dope as hell.
Man, they really don't want to show him from the side, do they?
If you go down, see?
It shows he listens to Groin.
Scroll down.
Cool guy.
I'm not lying. See?
Yeah, no, I'm... here we are. Yeah.
I don't mean to brag, but I know close.
I don't mean to brag, but I've seen his hat.
There's Groin in the Galar region.
Oh, wow, and it's even got a little sticker on the top.
Yep.
Yeah, this dude's cool. Alex, you're wrong.
No, none of his outfit goes together. It's stupid.
Yeah, you're wrong, Alex. Stupid. That's a cool-ass outfit.
Doesn't go together.
Yeah, it's cool
You're
fit.
Wrong. You don't know anything.
The leggings are silly.
You're wearing a flannel shirt.
I am wearing a flannel shirt.
Not his ass.
It was $7. It's the best thing I've ever purchased.
Wow, Alex, what's it like to be owned that hard?
You're wearing a flannel shirt.
I am not wearing a flannel shirt. I'm wearing a plaid shirt.
But also, Jeremy's not trying to own... My
yeah, own
not,
Leon.
Yeah, I'm not out here.
The clown Pokemon trainer.
Yeah, I'm not out here talking shit.
Yeah, whatever, Leon.
Not in these
you know
streets
my
talking
Leon.
Shit about my boy Leon.
Fuck off.
So with what's your Charizard Leon's deal in the story?
He has a Charizard.
He's just like the champion.
He's the Gary.
No, he's like
a nice champion.
Okay,
he's
the
supporting
Gary?
You.
Gary
there
is.
There is no Gary because. Because what the plot is there's like a stadium system. So you don't really, you have a friend, but you don't, that you like.
You have
like,
a friend who sucks ass.
You don't have like an enemy?
No.
Well, no, you do because they give you the other guys. Have you ran into Bede?
Oh yeah, I kicked their ass.
Yeah, Bede I think is the closest to a Gary.
I'm all about grinding and like OP like all my Pokemon like super high before I go to any other area, yeah, so I can just like fucking rip everyone to shreds.
They make that very easy in this game. Yeah. They give you EXP share right at the beginning, and you're overleveled for like the first four gyms, which is
sick.
I did not like it because I didn't lose once until like 2/3 of the way through the game.
Here's
and that
made the thing,
me mad.
I want to catch them all.
I am playing this child's game for the challenge and for the ability to push myself to become an even better Pokemon master.
I have one complaint, though.
Oh,
there's
go
no
off.
Fucking Psyduck.
Yeah, where's no, the Psyduck?
Bullshit.
Psyduck's my favorite Pokemon.
They have Weezing with
he's
a top
like a main
hat.
Character on the original anime too. You'd think that would be one of the ones that they'd want to like keep
I
around.
I get like wanting to make a Cole because there's so many of them, but yeah, it's like Psyduck's iconic.
Also, Psyduck looks super British.
I know. You could just put him in a little kilt or some shit.
It's his beak, isn't it?
Okay, can we move this along?
Soy, oy, oy.
What's the next thing you're going to subject me to?
I think this will be a quick one, too, which is good, because we are actually running on time here.
Why don't we just go into the
We could, yeah.
Episode. No, let's do it.
No, because we have someone coming. We have
we
to,
do have someone
we
coming,
have to
yeah.
keep this moving.
We totally have time.
We have time. Yeah, let's do it. Okay. So, the Dark Passenger.
Dark
Play the
Passenger.
Jingle, baby.
No.
The Dark Passenger.
Beep, beep, all aboard.
Most of them are childless single men who masturbate to anime.
Okay, this week's Dark Passenger brings us back to legendsofmen.com, who have conspicuously started posting stuff outside of the paywall again.
Everything not going so well.
Yeah,
over
it has absolutely nothing
Men.
To do with having three patrons. Different things.
All of which are probably also patrons on the Ballin' Out Super Podcast. If you listen to our show, please do not patronize Legends of Men. We do not support Legends of Men.
Yeah, don't give him money. Don't email
No matter how
him.
Funny it is to do that, don't give him money.
I only support Legends of Women.
Nice.
Like Condoleezza Rice. I'm Condoleezza Rice. This is my Patreon page. You can support the Iraq War here for just $5 a month.
All right, so we're in the thick of it now, gang. We're in the holiday season, and our boy Jared has provided us with the Legends of Men Christmas Shopping Guide.
Ho ho ho
ho ho.
All right, it's that time of year, and if you're like me, you like giving gifts and showing people you appreciate them.
I do like doing that.
If you're also like me, you hate spending so much money all at once.
I'm like that too.
Tis the season, though, so I've come to embrace it and encourage you to do the same. With that in mind, here are some things I've recommended throughout the year that I'll recap here, because they can make good gifts.
All right. You know, I like how Jared's trying to make, accessible content.
Yeah.
Like, this is the kind of thing that, like, The Cut or, you know, like a HuffPo would hire you to write.
Totally. Yeah.
Very and clickable.
I appreciate him trying to endear himself to us by reminding us that we're the same, you and I.
Yeah.
You know? We hate shopping for the holidays all at once. We think gentlemen are important and people should respect them.
We have to defend the West.
We have to defend the West. We think the same thing. You
now,
yeah.
I can see this first item here, and we simply must get to it.
Yeah, okay, so number one on the list is peptides.
Woo!
Already on it, baby! Give the gift of peptides!
In one of my most popular posts of the year, I wrote about peptides and how they can be used for fat loss, regeneration, and performance. I've used peptides and can personally recommend them, especially BPC-157.
Now, that's a good peptide.
Don't take it from me, though. Jay Campbell, an expert on hormone optimization, also highly recommends them. And then there's a video of this man. What? Okay, so what are peptides?
They're protein strings, right?
What? Just a normal human man suggesting that you buy people peptides. You know, like the two aliens from The Simpsons are exchanging by holding hands. Peptides. Just normal human
normal
man stuff. Yep. Just a Homo sapien on planet Earth consuming peptides. Hello, fellow man. Do you desire peptides and sexual activity?
Hey, I got you something, cousin. Open it up. Yeah, you know what that is? It's peptides. You could use those. You like, you eat them, and it's good.
Oh, yeah, you got me a watch. Yeah, that's cool, too.
Yeah, but I can't, like, this isn't going to improve my bulking at all. So I think it's a good gift you can have. It's not a meal replacement, but it is a meal supplement.
So peptides are a real thing in science, but I believe what he's referring to is the weird, it's like in the area of weird scam artist supplements, like right. The kind of thing that like Alex Alpha Jones. Brain and with, shit. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he means like whey protein. Uh-huh. I am not exactly sure which peptide I41B is or whatever, but my man's given the gift of gains and I approve.
All right, so number two on the list, Homer's epic poems.
Yes. So if you can't find any peptides, this will do.
You know, is Jared pivoting to a sapiosexual branding?
What the fuck?
Wait.
Nothing gets my pussy wetter than a man that can recite an epic poem to me.
Yeah, nothing makes me wet like the Iliad.
Yeah, ooh. The Iliad, the tale of Odysseus' snail trail.
Yes.
If you know a boy or man who hasn't read the Iliad or the Odyssey, they need your help. There's much wisdom in these ancient classics. The Iliad is a manual that teaches the values of masculinity through epic prose.
Oh my God.
Thanks to a great guest post from Libertas of Masculine Epic, we've also begun to dive into the wisdom of the Odyssey. You can get my guide to the Iliad here. I think that's a book he wrote, actually.
I'm sorry, the Iliad fucking sucks. It's also, just like a very drawn out battle with nothing happening in it.
Yeah, Jared, the Odyssey is the better one, right?
Odyssey is the better one.
I know Jared probably advocates for homeschooling, but most of the, even the shittiest public schools in America teach one of those books. You're in eighth grade.
Dude is like 40 something. It is so lame to still be talking about high school books.
I've heard of homeschooling. Now this is bro schooling, and it's just for the fellas.
You know, Jeremy, you love talking about phonies so much. Have you heard about this book I just read, Catcher in the Rye?
Who's the real phony?
It's really changed my life as a 31-year-old woman.
If you know a real-ass dude in your life who has not read Catcher in the Rye, they need your help.
If you have a king without a throne, maybe give him Nabucca's Lolita.
All right, number three on the list. My Red Hat.
What?
What is My Red Hat?
It's a children's book about being a Trump kid.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, but he's not selling a different red hat.
No. So it's like, it's a book about like...
coming out as Trump.
Yeah, essentially it's about like being a kid who's a Trump supporter and like standing up to the bullies who want to bully you for your red hat.
My favorite thing in all of American culture now is when conservatives like adopt the liberal acceptability narrative and then just turn it to being like, I feel uncomfortable around Spanish, and that is my preference.
My favorite version of that is like a few months ago, these two women who are like, you know, internet-y Trump blonde ladies. I think they have like a YouTube channel.
Their name is Diamond
something.
And Silk.
No, it's not them. I know them.
I know you, Diamond.
I can't tell the like blonde white ladies apart. They came to New York and they got thrown out of a restaurant and they're like, we were turned away for wearing our Trump hats. And they're like, this is discrimination. You know, this is hatred. And then I'm like, they tried to show up to a Tribeca restaurant on a Saturday night without a reservation. Oh. Bitch, go back to, like, and you're insane.
Honey, you can't even get in at the Supreme store without a reservation.
I'm just saying.
These are New York City jokes.
I'm just saying, like, this isn't even elitist, man. It's just, you just need to have a reservation.
This is just a fact of being in a crowded place.
Yeah, like.
Honey, do you think this is the Broadway and Astor Place Lids? Because you all had a fine establishment in Tribeca.
Listen.
Okay, number three, My Red Hat. This one is for parents of school-age kids. Even children are subjected to the barrage of endless politicization. They need to know how to defend themselves from ideological bullies. This book is a great resource to help parents teach their kids how to stay stronger than those bullies. I own and have read it with my kids. That's an endorsement.
Oh no, Jared has kids!
Oh yeah, he's got two daughters.
No!
Isn't that so depressing?
He has daughters?
Powerful, masculine daughters.
Can we use his website to call CPS on him? Serious. Jesus, that makes me so sad.
Yeah, it's a real bummer. Okay, number four, The Boys on Amazon Prime.
Absolutely. Ooh. I bet he has not seen the show and just saw the name and was like, this is a great gift.
Sounds sick. The Boys. Also, how do you gift that to somebody? It's a show on Amazon Prime.
You tell them to watch it. You go, hey, you should watch The Boys.
Hey,
it's
Merry
good.
Christmas. Watch this show.
I gave you $20 and you could buy The Boys with it.
Also, The Boys is like edgelordy stuff, but it's ultimately a commentary on police corruption.
I don't know anything about it. What is it?
It was a Mark Millar comic from like 2012 where it's like a world in which superheroes like your Captain America actually are up to no good in their private lives, you know, like doing, like stealing money and doing prostitute-y stuff, but like they're still the face of good. So who's the people that clean up their messes and take them to justice? Uh-huh. That's when you call them The Boys. It's like, you would say like an outside organization that says monitors people with absolute power. Like, who would have ever thought about something like that?
Finally,
sounds crazy.
A series that asks the question, who watches The Boys?
I've lost count of it, but whatever. A More Complete Beast.
What is that?
What?
The Best Philosopher in the Manosphere returns with another well-crafted book. This one is a much-needed path to salvation from pessimism and hatred of society and feminism.
Who's the author?
Who's the author?
Let's look it up.
Is it just him?
Yeah, right.
I hope it's him so badly. I hope it is fucking
Jack
Jared.
Jack Donovan.
Damn it!
Don't know who the fuck that is.
That's Jared's alt.
I mean, the website does...
It looks suspiciously like his. Anyway, King of the Hill. I guess buy it for someone on Blu-ray.
Hey, check it out. Yeah, buy them DVDs of King of the Hill.
Man,
we all have DVD players.
Yo,
I recently started rewatching King of the Hill this year. I was pleasantly surprised at how relevant this show has remained. If you think the leftist clown world is a recent phenomenon, you'll learn from the show that it's been around for 25 years or more.
As a leftist, I will not stop until we bring about clown world. It is my number one goal. Okay, to the next one.
He's going to be real disappointed when he finds out about Mike Judge's politics.
Yeah. Enter the Barbarian. This one is for the Conan Robert E. Howard fans.
That is a hell of a slash on there. Conan / Robert E. Howard.
Keep going.
Jeremy literally cannot read right now. Morgan.
Okay. Okay, Morgan.
All the Conan fans out there you got to shop for in the holiday season. You know.
People, they're looking for something barbarian this winter.
Morgan Holmes is a REH/SNS/pulp expert. I don't know what SNS is.
It's a submissive and submissive.
He was kind enough to do
shit and shit.
An interview for the site, which he told me was so comprehensive that even he uses it as a resource. Wow. I think this is just all him under different fake names.
Couldn't possibly be that you're the only person who interviewed him. That couldn't be it. And what was this?
The last option is the most important one.
Is this the name of a book? There, The Art That Men Love.
The last option is just Art That Men Love.
But is it like a book called Art That Men Love?
No, I think it's just Art That Men Love.
Because Frazetta is a famous sci-fi painter.
Okay, so...
Like, if you could like get like a busty cutout of Wonder Woman, that's Art That Men Love. If you get like a big head of Lucy Lawless.
Well, no, okay, so
someone,
read this sentence.
For a bro near you.
Okay,
there's much to love here. I'll start with Frazetta, since my article about Frazetta's art was very popular. Here are some resources for Frazetta fans. Of course, I also recommend you check out the official Frazetta Girls product page as well.
Here's the thing about Frank Frazetta. I don't know anything about his personal life, but if you guys want context to what Frank Frazetta's art looks like, imagine a painting on the side of a van of like a dwarf king holding a battle axe. Like, that's like what his shit looks like.
Oh, yeah, okay. I'm seeing
I mean, his shit's really cool. But,
yeah, it's very, like,
it's like a 70s sci-fi D&D shit.
Now, this is art that men like.
Yeah.
My biggest regret of my life is when I was in art school at a housing works, I found a bar mirror with a Frazetta painting of like war dwarfs painted on it, and I gave it to my then boyfriend, and I want that so bad right now.
Jeremy has just zoomed in on a picture of a see-through slip on a lady with big-ass titties. Get that for a man in your life.
Yeah, get that for a man in your life.
He did draw a lot of pinups. Like, he loved a giant woman.
These imaginary girls. Va-va-voom.
That's the thing, like... by Legends of Man standards, a lot of the women that Frazetta would draw are not up to speed because they're not submissive and they're usually giant.
Yeah, they've got a little
they're
meat
always
on them.
Pegging the men.
Yeah.
In addition to the great art of Frank Frazetta, we've also reviewed some of the great art from Men's Adventure magazine.
Oh my God, these are all like...
But the best gift of all, the best gift you can give yourself is access to all Legends of Men content.
Exactly. Give your friends this Christmas a Patreon subscription to Legends of Men.
Last Christmas, I gave you my sub. The very next day, Legend Men took it away. It didn't quite work, but, you know, fuck you.
I love songs. I love songs.
Okay, so support Legends of Men on Patreon. Whatever.
But again,
okay.
Do not do that. We have a lot of fun here on the podcast.
But that's not...
Do not subscribe to Legends of Men.
No, don't do that.
That's self-harm.
All right, let's talk about this episode of Sailor Moon Crystal.
Episode 8. Moonlight,
It's crazy they got the Trans-Siberian Orchestra to make a song that's not about Christmas.
I know. How did they do it? So this is a huge episode for Sailor Moon Crystal. First of all, everyone has been great, but this might be the best of all. As we remember last episode, there was a grand struggle where one of the ghostly princes... I believe Zoisite. I don't remember which one. They all kind of look the same. He's choking Sailor Moon out with his elbow, and then Sailor V appears with a new cat who is his name is Artemis. He's like Luna but white, and she appears on the top of a building to thwart the bad guys, and she shoots a beam. And so this is huge for the show because this whole time, apparently, I found out around episode 6. All these sailor girls were supposed to be serving a princess, which I thought was a metaphor, but is actually a literal princess.
Yes.
And Sailor V is, oh my God, she's that princess.
Or is she? I don't know.
Or is she? Well,
but for all plot device purposes, it's Sailor V.
She said she was. Why would she lie about that?
I don't know. She seems like kind of a loner.
Yeah.
She's like... Listen, we have a lot in common, but I've been burned by girls before.
Yeah. Also, when someone is a loner in Sailor Moon, it's because they say out loud, I'm a loner.
Yeah.
I do things alone, and I don't like help from friends.
It's been a while since I've sat with Crystal, because I couldn't be here last week. And let me tell you, it always shocks me how they have taken everything enjoyable about Sailor Moon and just wrung it out of it.
Yeah, no sandwiches in mouths.
This is a dry piece.
Yeah.
They're just like, instead of showing us anything, they're just like, let's
just all out.
Say it out loud and move on.
It's a dry piece, that's for sure. So Sailor Moon is looking at Sailor V, who looks exactly like Sailor Moon, but kind of orangey in a way that's kind of testing for you as an audience member. Oh, all girls look the same to you? Oh, all girls look the same? Well, these two look very similar. And
they look exactly the same in this show.
Sailor Moon is looking at Sailor V, and she gets so hot in the face that she almost grows a headband. But then she doesn't, and it's not really explained. Yeah, a headband glows but does not appear.
No, she has the headband on her head. Just the thing in the middle of her headband glows.
Oh, okay.
Am I the only one watching this show?
I thought... Well, she grows accessories every episode. I thought this was the near formation of a coming accessory.
You're
She's
right.
She had the tiara.
She yeah, had the
but
tiara.
But the tiara's been on her head the whole damn time.
Yeah,
man.
It's the first thing she got. No, second thing. She got the pen first.
Yeah.
This feels exactly like when Alyssa like paints a new portion of the apartment. Is like, did you notice that wall is blue? And I'm like, yeah, I love it.
What? She's been painting your apartment?
Yeah, she's a professional painter. She
no, I'm aware
everything.
Of that. I also have not noticed any changes to your apartment.
Yeah, it's changed a bunch. Now imagine you're being quizzed on it and emotions are on the line. That's
and
what,
it's your wife's career.
That's what this show and my life feels like.
You know, Alex, if you were any other man, I'd be infuriated by this story that you just told me. But because it's you and I know you're a very nice boy, I know you're not a villain, but...
I'm a big picture person.
But for fuck's sake,
a wall
you gotta
is a
notice
wall.
When your wife does stuff, you married her.
So doesn't it smell like paint in your
yeah,
apartment when she does that?
Yeah, what is wrong with you?
I just like, I get, like, I start playing Dota Underlords and like, I'm just like watching Dota Underlords. And if the wall turns from white to blue in an afternoon, how am I supposed to notice that kind of thing?
I'm never getting married.
Anyway, it looks great when it's done, but
oh my God.
This battle, the bad guy is clearly outnumbered, and he gets away, and Tuxedo Mask is there, and he's looking at Sailor Moon, who he is now just entrapped.
Left on the floor.
He's entrapped Sailor Moon as his new love interest as a child, and he looks at Sailor V, who looks exactly like Sailor Moon. He does like a double take, like, am I seeing twins? And then he runs away in a horny scurry.
Oh, I think you meant, he went, twins!
Oh! Mamaru's got a mama bust!
I wish I could remember the whole song.
Mamaru's gonna busteroo.
So Sailor V explains, now that the men are gone. Hi, I'm Sailor V. Thanks so much for having me. Love being here on Sailor Moon, the show that will now be called Sailor V. I'm the most important one.
Yeah.
I'm a princess. I'm the princess you've been looking for. I'm the princess of the Moon Kingdom. I've been teaching you how to fight through video games, which is how girls learn to fight. Girls go to the arcade to learn how to fight at a video game that I live in. I'm Sailor Venus.
Honestly, I love that plot device. I've never heard that before, but I love it so much because, you know, in the United States, video games are thought as a male device.
Yes.
But in Japan, it's a egalitarian opportunity for girls to learn how to murder
to learn
their
how to
male
fight.
Oppressors.
You play Dark Souls, you learn spacing.
That's what Gamergate's really about. They're afraid that if women get too into gaming, we'll figure out that we can just kill them.
Yeah, Katie's Corner.
Katie's Corner.
Katie's Corner.
What was Gamergate really about?
It Katie's was
Corner.
About sure,
we'll have a Gamergate conversation on a second of my podcast this week.
I'm just saying, 2020 is around the corner. Hindsight's 2020. Kill men using video games.
Damn.
Hindsight's 2020. Give Katie the golden gun.
I don't know what I'm talking about. My brain's broken, everybody.
Well, anyway, my point is
this. Do you
like
this take? Do you like this? Is this funny? You guys like this?
You like the take?
You
can keep your take.
You like it? I left it on the counter if you want that bite of that take later.
Oh, guys, Katie made you a take if you're hungry later.
Yeah.
My point is Sailor V.
I slaved over a hot opinion stove.
Sailor V lives in a video game and is using cats in their advanced technological output to control these women from across town.
Are they cats?
Are they not cats?
They're cats right now.
What does this mean, Katie? You know more about the show than I do.
This is so fun because I never know more than anyone else about pop culture, so this has just been delightful.
I want to learn how to be a moon girl.
I know.
So Artemis is explaining some stuff to them. He's like, hey, everyone, I'm the white cat. I'm not sexualized like the black cat because I'm a man. Strong man cat muscles. I'm going to flex my cat arm. It's all meaty. And Here's the thing about us is like me and Sailor V, we defend the Moon Kingdom. Because before you girls came around, we were just doing Batman shit on the rooftops, and we discovered there was a Dark Kingdom, which is actually like the opposite of a Moon Kingdom.
I like that you're making Artemis like a Californian.
I'm Tom DeLonge, and I'm a cat.
If anything, Artemis has kind of like an NPR like vibe.
Yeah,
or like
yeah,
a
he
TV.
Sounds like Ira Glass.
Yeah, he's
I'm
like,
Artemis, and I'm a cat.
I'm here to tell
Sailor
you,
Sailor V. Yeah,
we have a mission, and. We have tote bags.
Now, if you support the Moon Princess in the next hour, it will be doubled by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
If you're
never mind that you grew up in the 90s and you still remember that Bill Gates is a monster.
If you're curious about the Dark Kingdom, you can learn more by talking to me, a fucking cat.
All this and more after Silver Millennium.
And so we learned Sailor V was doing solo work until she came across the Dark Kingdom, which ravaged the Moon Kingdom, which is on the moon and is not a place on Earth. I was also confused.
It's also kind of in the future.
And it's also kind of in the future.
Nice.
Stuff
nice,
that's not
nice,
really yeah, explained just, in the show, but you should just know.
Just add another thing to the file.
It's in the future, and it's full of... It's also... They use swords and stuff, so it's in the past? I don't know.
It's also... On the moon.
And it's on the moon.
On the moon, but...
It's just basic
whose
stuff.
Whose moon is it? Is whose it the Earth moon?
Is it the West's moon?
It is the Earth's moon.
It is the Earth's moon.
But it's in the future.
Mm. It's not Io or anything like that. A different moon. Anyway, so the Moon Kingdom was ravaged by the Dark Kingdom, and so he needs, like, at least five more bitches if he's gonna... He's gonna save his kingdom, he got these girls some nice power armor, and they're gonna help out. And everybody's like, first of all, thrilled to be part of the Sailor V team. The show is Sailor V. It's the Sailor V show. I'm Sailor Mars. I'm on board. This is the tall one. She's quirky. She's on board. The smart one. She's on board. Sailor Moon. She has nothing. She's just a victim in an abusive relationship, and she's on board. It's the Sailor V show now.
Yeah, I don't know why they don't just change it to Sailor V.
We are so comfortable not being in charge, and we are thrilled with this development.
Now honestly, you, Sailor V, you have none of the historical baggage that Sailor Moon has. We don't even care that you took a DNA test and that it turns out that you have absolutely no Native American DNA. We love you and not Sailor Moon. You're different.
You're different.
You two will be delighted to... I almost don't even want to fucking tell you this.
You better not spoil anything for me. I'm so invested in this show now.
Really?
Yes.
You don't want me to tell you?
I want you to tell me. This is going to drive me insane, whatever this
tell
is.
Tell Jeremy in private.
Okay.
I need to experience the rush of the plot of Sailor Moon Crystal week by week.
What is it, Katie? What
I
is
don't
it?
Know if this show is going to tell you because of what they've been cutting out.
Mm.
In the original show, you find out she, while they were like, she was living in England. And what? She and she did a police.
What?
And there's a whole like.
Which one? Sailor V?
Sailor V was living in England.
She was a Bobby?
And there was a whole like. Noir thing with her and a detective in the police department.
Oh, that's so fun.
A grimy mate.
And there's a love triangle with the detective.
Is the detective, does he look like Tuxedo Mask?
No.
Or is it anime Benedict Cumberbatch?
It's, they're just British, and I know you guys would like that.
I would like it.
I'm very excited for that.
Sailor V is a detective in the Galar region. Well, the love triangle here seems to be between her and Tuxedo Mask is what I'm getting so far. But immediately after all the girls pledge their allegiance to her, Sailor V walks off with Artemis and she says, good, now that I have these girls, I need to act quickly before they remember important plot devices coming up. And I will do stuff on my own because I'm a loner. That's what you should know about me.
And I have a mission. She
I have a mission. Don't ask what it is.
It's the fucking crystals. Everyone's after those damn crystals.
Yeah, no. We know it's the crystals.
Maybe sometimes it's to protect a princess.
It's a mission from God. It's Blues Brothers. She's doing Blues Brothers.
Oh, I do love Blues Brothers. Yeah. You guys remember SNL? But like classic.
Remember when it was good?
You remember when you could just like put on a wig and be like, I'm an alien. Wow. This
uh-oh,
is the greatest.
Isn't that fun?
Land shark.
Samurai Deli.
Samurai Deli.
This cat is
Shane Gillis is canceled.
Driving a car.
Shane Gillis has canceled Samurai Deli.
It is, just to stop everything for a minute, so funny, one of their biggest sketches is Samurai Deli. But that the guy they didn't have on was essentially doing Samurai Deli. All right, we're going to move forward. Yeah. Okay, so Sailor Moon is having a dream, and in it, she's being led out of a castle by what looks like Tuxedo Mask with a sword, and he's stabbing motherfuckers, and his name is Endymion, and he's like, Princess Serenity, come with me to my flat, where I... I can.
Where me and my mates, we watch the footy.
We watch the footy, and like, I don't need a guarantor, because I'm 26, but... You would not be able
to score for like 4 years at this point. I'm like an established adult. Anyway, come to my
house.
I know you're 14.
Yeah, you're like a daughter to me that I fuck. So she has a dream. She wakes up and she's like, Endymion, Princess Serenity. What is going on in this crazy show? Our names are Mamoru and Sailor Moon. God damn, this show's crazy. And she doesn't really know what to make of it. Then across town, she like is walking through the park, and Tuxedo Mask is there, and he's reading a stack of books called The Secret of Crystals. Which is just like the game for Sailor Moon Crystal.
It honestly is, though, because it's like the equivalent of like some guy purposely bumping into you in the New Age section and like, oh, drop my tarot deck.
The funny part of it to me is that he's reading a stack of books. He's going to be there for a while.
Yeah, no, he definitely brought them.
He's been like stalking your Instagram forever, and then, you know, he like accidentally like bumps into you, and it's just like, oh, you know me, I'm such a Sagittarius, and like just fucking games you.
Classic Sagittarius stuff, just my big stack of books.
My thing about the books is I'm actually a sapiosexual, so I need to find someone else who likes the books before I can like them. Oh, you like the books?
I feel like what's going to cancel me is for dunking on sapiosexuals and demisexuals.
No,
that's
way.
What's going to do it.
No way.
You can't attack powerful interests like the sapiosexual community.
I don't buy it.
You don't buy it?
You don't buy it.
Oh, sorry. It's just like made up shit.
Sorry you don't appreciate us big brain folks with our masterful minds.
Wait, the brain guy meme, but it's like wrapping around to become another face that's sucking his dick.
You can make that. That's a tweet you can do.
Yeah, I could do that, yeah.
Hey, everyone stop and clap for Jeremy's tweet idea.
All right, thanks so much, guys. That's my time, all right?
I'd clapping if I wasn't scrolling through my Instagram right now.
Hey, if you're listening to this show on Thursday, go back a few days and admire Jeremy's finished tweet that he definitely did by now.
Look forward to that.
Anyway, so
I like it.
Tuxedo Mask is talking to his child girlfriend some more and is like, did you tell your parents about me? Never tell them. And they have that conversation. And Luna's there and she walks away and she's like, this Tuxedo Mask guy, I do not like him. I wish he would stop talking to Sailor Moon, who is a little girl.
But then Artemis shows up and he's like, who cares, Luna?
Hey, Luna.
You have repressed trauma that we took away from you using a special scientific method, and I'm going to rattle it out of you.
And then you, as the viewer, are like, wait, the cats are talking? Oh, wonderful. More and more of this show should just be two cats talking.
I will say I love that every time cat stuff happens, you just are so delighted, and it makes me like happy for
you. It makes my day. It makes my day. The cats are talking.
Yeah,
they know so much. They have Facebook. They have a secret command center.
Yeah,
in space somehow.
Really, like
Luna owns an arcade.
Yeah, very successful cats.
They're powerful stock traders.
Really, the Sailor Scouts are the Pokemon, and the cats are the trainers.
It's a real reversal of tropes, and that's what we like about it. So Next, we cut to the Dark Kingdom, where Queen Beryl, who is a beautiful woman with giant hair...
big old boobies.
And giant boobs, as if to say, I am not in middle school. I am an adult witch. And I used my powers to get huge natties.
I mean, wouldn't we all?
Wouldn't we all?
If I didn't have to get surgery, I'd do that. If I could just...
If you do it magic?
Yeah, if I could just get magically big titties that just stay up like that, that'd be amazing.
If I could do it with magic, I'd definitely like try it for like an afternoon.
Yeah, right? Just take
can you magic
them
in and out? Sorry, yeah. I was just peeing.
I thought you were shaking a turd out of your cat. You took the cat with you, so I'm like, I just assumed.
Yeah, just shaking a turd out my cat.
If you can magic them out, I'm assuming you can magic them in. Uh-huh. And I'd like to try them for a little bit.
Yeah, I would definitely. I would give myself big, big anime titties.
Yeah, maybe I don't leave the house. Maybe I do. Depends how they
come
out.
Are you kidding? I'm leaving the house for sure. Yeah.
Where are you going?
All damn over creation.
Subway?
I mean, I'm not doing
all
it now.
All over creation.
I'm not doing it now.
He's going to Rainbow.
Jeremy.
Well, you got to wear a jacket now, so like, what the? There's
yeah,
no
I was
value
about
to
say,
to doing it this
like,
time
you would
year.
Go to Rainbow to get a low-cut top for an affordable price.
Yeah, in summer? Hell yeah, I'm going over to Myrtle Avenue. I'm going to Rainbow. I'm buying myself a tank top, and I'm walking all over town with my big anime titties.
Yes. House of Yes, look at those titties. So, anyway, the point is, Queen Beryl's looking great.
The hottest party at House of Yes is big anime titties.
Big Jeremy titties is the event of the season.
Oh, my God.
So, Queen Beryl, aside from looking great, is talking to the real villain who... looks like they drew just, like, a blur and were like, we'll come up with a villain later.
Yep.
He's like a... he looks like the Disturbed guy.
Yeah. He looks like he belongs on like a No Fear shirt.
Yeah, he's like a brown blur with like a fucked up smile or whatever. And they just have the talk they always have about like, I can't wait till we have the Silver Crystal. It's going to be so great when we have the Silver Crystal. Oh my God, the Silver Crystal I can manifest.
Well, nobody knows where the damn thing is. No, but
they assume
scheme,
it's with Usagi.
That's the thing is their scheme keeps being like, what if we got the Sailor Scouts to give it to us?
Right.
And we at home are just like, they
don't
still
have
don't
it.
Have it. They don't know what it
or
is.
Or do they?
Well, Minoko is just out there being like, I'm the princess. So they're like, well, the princess probably has it. Which I feel like is a valid assumption.
We should add for the show, by the way, Sailor V's human disguise is as Minoko Aika. Is that right? Minoko Aika. So please address her by that if you see her around.
Yeah. English dub, I believe it was just Mina. Which is a little easier.
A little easier if you're having trouble with that Oko sound. Can't quite nail the Min Oko. Queen Beryl ends the Facebook chat with the evil being, and she says, tick tock, the talk clocks. The clock ticks.
The talk clocks.
The talk clocks, and time to do evil schemes. Kunsight, and Kunsight appears next to her, and he's another guy with long white hair, and he's like, yes, queen, I'm Kunsight, that's me, by the shirt. And she's like, why don't you go trap Sailor V? And Kunsight is like, chop chop. And so he fucks off and appears at the top of a clock tower, and he does psychic messaging.
He's at the top of Tokyo Tower.
He's at the top of Tokyo Town. Waiting
like,
to do nefarious deeds.
It'd be like if, you know, a terrorist was on the top of the Empire State Building. It's like a very prominent landmark.
It's like when Wile E. Coyote is at the top of the Acme Clock Tower. Water Tower? That's the word I was looking for. So Kunsight is using... when Wile E. Coyote is at the top of
the Wile E. Coyote doesn't go to the top of the tower because
he lives
in the desert.
You're thinking of the Waco shooter.
Oh, I was thinking of the Waco shooter. My bad.
Or what is it? The University of Texas? Who's the guy who was in the clock tower and he like sniped all the people at the...
Are you thinking of the guy who killed Abraham Lincoln as a book suppository?
No.
No, that's Kennedy? Fuck.
No, 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 no,
this
no.
This is so many wrong things in a row.
Alex,
devastating.
Alex, just keep talking about the
episode.
Okay, so Jeremy,
Kunsight.
Don't Google
let's
that.
Focus on Kunsight for once. Kunzite uses his
Charles Whitman. Are you talking about Charles Whitman?
This riff
the
is
known as the Texas Tower Sniper.
That's what I was thinking.
And
of.
It was University of Texas. Okay, hello.
I get him confused with Wile E. Coyote often. So Kunzite is using his psychic messaging to talk to Sailor V, and even though he's far away, he says, "Hey, princess, sorry to trigger you, but I'm gonna kill all of Tokyo unless you bring the silver crystal to me, Kunzite, by the toys at the top of the Tokyo Tower dome." And so she's like, "Fuck, shit!" And then Artemis is immediately like, "Great time to use all these girl slaves we have. We made a whole army of girl slaves. Let's go kick this guy's ass." And she's like, "No, I want to do it alone." And he's like, "I don't know why I even fucking bother. I'm a cat." And so they go to the top of the Dimmsdale Dimmadome, and she's fighting Kunzite alone, and she shoots a headband at him like a ninja star. And, oh, by the way, she has a fantastic transformation. Best one of all the girls.
Yeah, so far she has... Because she moves a lot in it, you can't see how shitty the animation is.
Yeah.
And also because there's a lot of accoutrement, there's like a lot of stars and hearts and stuff, so it really covers up how shitty it is.
What I liked about it is, you know how when Tony Hawk goes off a ramp and he tries to get more spins every time he does it, and he gets like the 900? Sailor V would get like a 240 or something, or like 2400 spin. She spins so many times. She starts spinning and the clothes come on, and then she does not stop spinning for the entire animation.
Right, just like Tony Hawk.
Just like Tony Hawk when he goes off one of his famous ramps. Which I think is a reference the show is trying to do to Tony Hawk. So anyway, they're at the top of the tower and they're fighting, and she throws a ninja star. It surprise doesn't work because men are immune to ninja stars in this show.
Yeah.
Only ladies get hit by ninja
stars. Also, all the bad guys have beams and all they have is like a single move.
Right, yeah. They have green beams.
That's like a physical object they have to throw, and like they say boomerang, but it doesn't look like it came back to her.
It does not come back. It just falls off the side of a skyscraper. And so he hits her with a green beam. She almost falls off the building. She's like, "Shit, fuck my ass, shit." And then he's like, "That's right. I'm Kunzite. I'm a big character. I'm very influential in this show. I'm going to kill you now. I can do that. I'm an important character."
Yep.
There, she does say something along the lines of, "Remember who you are."
Yeah, right. She's like Kunzite, remember me.
So there's some shit there.
Kunzite!
Keep going.
Yeah, I just realized how funny it is that Sailor V wears a glasses mask to cover her face so that you don't know who she is when she's regular.
By the way, I hate the glasses mask.
I know, she looks like a rockabilly girl.
But, yeah, she looks like an old grandma.
But it's funny that she wears the mask to hide her face so that you can't tell who she is when she's out of her sailor costume. But then at the same time, when Mamoru meets... Usagi for the first time, he's like, "I didn't recognize you."
Yeah.
What with you being in a different outfit.
Exactly.
People just have a lot of brain damage in the
show. Mamoru, much like myself, has face blindness, a serious condition.
I think everyone's like drinking bleach off camera.
Makes normal interactions tougher than they should be. Anyway, so Kunzite, the brainwashing doesn't work on him because Queen Beryl's in his ear being like, "Kill this bitch." And so he tries to kill her, but luckily her sailor girls show up at the last minute and fight him with Sailor V, Sailor Moon. By the way, they're all flying now.
Yeah, they can all fly.
They don't explain that at all. They just suddenly can fly.
It's very akin to Dragon Ball Z in that way. one of them is like carrying the rest of them and they're all flying. And then Sailor Moon tries to do a flanking maneuver, but is like owned and thrown off a building. And then Tuxedo Mask catches her.
Again.
And they're like falling. And she's like, "Don't worry, I got a secret move. Also, kiss on your mouth."
Yeah.
She steals a kiss.
Well, she pulls like a real gender swap move where she's like, "You got to get out of here, you dumb, beautiful bitch. It's dangerous."
Yeah, which is hilarious because every episode so far has been she gets in over her head and Tuxedo Mask saves
and
her.
Take your tight ass home. It's girl time.
She gave him a wet kiss and then went to the roof.
Because she can fly now all of a sudden.
Yeah, and it was real shitty. Anyway.
And so she goes to do battle. and Kunsight goes to do battle.
He does
and
a big beam.
He does a big beam, and then it goes, Osweep Ray, and it ends. And I was like, what the fuck?
No, Tuxedo Mask jumps in front of the beam.
Oh, yeah, you're right. He does a piccolo.
He does a piccolo and gets owned.
In front, yeah.
And then it goes, Osweep!
And then Osweep! So anyway, there were a lot of stakes at the end, and it leaves you wanting more.
Yeah, you're really left wondering, is
this Osweep?
Is this Osweep forever?
My homies are gone off those Sailor Moon crystals. Okay. All right. Well, that's episode 8, everybody. How do you rank it? Jeremy Uni Hammond out of 7 Dragon Balls.
Oy. I'm not doing it. I don't know, like 5 out of 7. It's pretty good. Pretty good.
Really good one.
Pretty good episode. Yeah. Interested to see what happens to the old chap Momaru.
Yep, that old bloke.
That old bloke.
Okay, Katie?
Yeah, I'll go with 5.2. It was really entertaining. Like, I wasn't mad at it. I don't think it was, like, mind-blowingly good, but it was like, yeah, this is cute. I was annoyed, though, that they just suddenly could fly and, like, nobody addressed it.
Lots of unexplained phenomenon in this show for something that's supposed to be more clear than the original.
Right? That's how this was pitched to me, and I would say opposite.
Yeah.
It feels a lot like when you're trying to remember a night you blacked out and then were flying. I don't remember how that happened, but we're flying now.
They definitely like took out a ton of filler episodes, I guess, but like I would rather watch any one of those filler episodes than some of these just because at least they make sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're self-contained. Yeah. But yeah, this was still fine. It's just like
fun.
What the fuck?
I'm going to give it 6 out of 7. I have low expectations for Sailor Moon Crystal because so much of the show has made no sense. But it had beams.
It did have beams.
It had accessories. It had cat on cat talking, which I hope is the whole show from now on. And it also, it kind of set up a love triangle possibly with Mamoru and Sailor V, who looks exactly like Sailor Moon.
That's not what's happening, but okay.
It just looks like he was like, am I seeing double? Mama mia.
Wow, 4 Sailor's Moon.
Maybe I'm putting that on him.
I think you are.
Maybe that's toxic masculinity.
He was more just like, is that the princess and these drawings looks exactly the same.
Yeah.
I'm just doing normal ass orphan shit and I'm not horny.
It would be so funny though if Tuxedo Mask now like stops paying attention to Sailor Moon and moves on to her and he's like, it has nothing to do with her being the same as you, but a year younger. It has nothing to do with that.
She's actually hundreds of years old. She looks younger.
She's actually older. That's fine.
She registered as a 13-year-old at school, so she's younger. All right. Another fantastic episode.
Yep. Give it up for Sailor Moon, everybody.
Give it up for Sailor Moon.
And
great
keep
stuff.
It going for your host.
Colin Jost.
And we'll play Colin Jost stand up here.
No. Nope. No. A song of some sort, please.
Special technique. Fuck that. Special technique of shadowboxing. I pledge allegiance to the hip hop. I breaks it down to the bone gristle. Ill speaking, scud missile, heat seeking. Johnny blazing, nightmares like Wes Craven. Niggas gunning, my third eye seen it coming before it happened. You know about them fucking statin kids, they smashing everything, huh? In any shape, form, or fashion. Now everybody talking about they blasting. Is you busting still or is you flashing? Talking out your asshole. You should have learned about the flowing PZ Afro. The Italian stallion, chinky eye and snot nose. From my naps to the bunion on my big toe, I keeps it moving. Know just what the fuck I'm doing. Rap insomniac, fiend to catch a nigga snoozing. Slip the cardiac, arrest me. Exorcist hip hop, possess me. Crunch a nigga like a Nestle. You know my stage. Burning to a third degree. Sneaky ass alley cat, top pedigree. The head toucher, industry party bum rusher. You don't like a dick up in your fuck ya. Best to go back and check the fucking stack. Because your naps ain't nappy enough and your reach ain't
rugged enough. Yo, I slayed them C's back in the rec room era. My style broke motherfucking backs like him for terror. Most rap niggas came loud but unheard. Once I pulled out, ground them off to the nearest third. Check these non-visual niggas with tapes and a portrait. Flood the seminar trying to orbit this corporate industry. But what them niggas can't see must break through like the Wu unexpectedly. Protect your neck, my sword still remains imperial. Before I blast the mic, Riz and scratch off the cereal. We reign all year round from June to June. My niggas bite immediately, if not soon. Set the lynching and form the execution date as this 2000 beyond slang suffocate. Amplify sample through vacuum tubes compressions. Cause RZA to charge niggas 20 G's a session.
When my mind starts to click and the strategy is mastered, the plot thicken. This be that woo shit. I don't give a cotton picking. Fuck about a brother trying to size a nigga up. I hold my own. Hard hat protect the dome. Look at mama baby boy acting like he grown. No time for sleep, I get deep as a baritone. Killer bee that be holding down his honeycomb. Lounging son, woo brother number one. Protect your neck, flying guillotines, here they come. Bloody bastards, hard times and killer tactics. Spitting words, plus set my automatic slurs. Peep the graphic, novel from the genie bottle. Hit the clutch, shift the gear now, full throttle. Time to bungee, to the next episode. I keeps it grungy, hand on my nutsack. And spitting lungage, had a whack nigga that. Don't understand the fact, when they come to RZA tracks, I don't know how to act, real rap from the stack. Killer Hill Projects, how to be exact. Break it down, all in together now. Things are getting good, looking better now.